Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As the world heard last week, the Pegulas are looking to sell a minority stake of the Buffalo Bills. In your professional opinion, why do you think they're looking to sell some shares now?
Yeah, you know, it's not uncommon for owners to have minority owners. Actually, you know, it's, if you look at a lot of the sports teams in both the NFL as well as other leagues, it's not uncommon to bring on minority partners.
Why do you think the public is hearing these plans now? Is this something that you think the Pegulas were thinking about for a while now during stadium talks?
You know, I think it's something that all owners, you know, think about. And if you take a look at kind of the valuations, you know, of NFL teams, you know, I believe that the Bills have, you know, almost, you know, quadrupled, you know, their value since they originally purchased the team. You know, I think it's smart to just take a look and see what's out there. You know, I think that, you know, having a minority owner is, you know, could be a positive. You know, it's additional resources that could come to the organization, but it's also additional thinking and, you know, having more people around the table, bouncing off ideas, you know, looking at, you know, ancillary opportunities. You know, I think if you found the right partner and they could potentially, you know, in addition to adding dollars, add value as far as expertise, you know, it could be a positive.
The new Bills Stadium is certainly something I would think people would point to for a main reason for considering to sell, you know, some shares of the Bills. Do you think that's the main reason, or do you think maybe there's more reasons beyond for their decision?
You know, I think that, you know, the stadium is a reason, but, you know, I think there's other reasons to look at minority partners. Again, you know, bringing in a partner that has, you know, some other ventures, whether it could be development, it could be other resources. So I think the part of, you know, the stadium is a part of it, but it's not the only part. You know, I think the growth of the value of these NFL teams is also, the timing of that is also a good timing to look at, you know, additional investors.
What could a potential buyer for this minority interest look like? And would they have, you know, any real type of voice in the decision-making process for the franchise?
Yeah, I think it would be, you know, from everything I read, you know, if a minority, and again, a big if a minority investor was brought to the table, you know, it sounds as if all the primary decision-making would still be with the majority owner, in this case, the Pegulas. But I do think having the investor involved, you know, potentially they could have other interests in, you know, in kind of leveraging their interest in the team. And that could be ancillary development around the stadium. You know, it could be background and expertise, you know, in other areas of a franchise. But it's always a good idea. You know, I always say, it's always a good idea to surround yourself by other smart people. And again, in this case, it could be a way for them to bounce other ideas, you know, among some other partners.
Are there any other sports teams in recent history that have been selling minority shares that have really benefited the team at all?
Yeah, you know, I'll look at, you know, I think it's, you know, there's been some recent investments with the Cleveland Guardians recently brought in, you know, minority partners. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, they probably have 5 or 6 minority partners. So again, this isn't, you know, a novel concept of having additional partners. It may be novel in Buffalo, but it's a trend that's been happening, you know, across the sports landscape now for, you know, 10, 15 years.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.